Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go, talking about being a master creator and how you knew how to be a master creator when you came here before you were tarnished by life experience. But that's what we're here for, to get tarnished, to grow, to expand, to learn, to create new meanings. Yesterday, I talked about unleashing creativity and overcoming limitations and expanding into possibility. And doing that through locking into the invincibility of your creative child. Today, I just want to add to that by talking about things that might be coming up for you when you start thinking that way. When you start to allow yourself to be super creative and really in the whimsy of a child, I want you to take an audit of what voices come up. What ideas come up? What resistance comes up, if any? And make a list of that today. That's your call to action. So stepping into your childhood invincibility can really ignite your motivation. Tasks that used to seem difficult can seem fun because your passion is being called on. I have been working on onboarding in a system that I purchased to help advertise and reach out to people who might need my coaching. And it has seemed like a daunting task. But when I plug into the possibilities of what I'm creating at Spirit River and how I'm giving opportunities to people who are stuck or feeling some level of resistance, and my ideas are making a gateway for people to expand into their next level, I start to get playful. I start to imagine what's possible, how big it can get for me as far as unleashing my full idea. And then that motivation and passion kicks in, and I don't have the feeling of efforting in that onboarding process. What's going on your world on your way to your vision? Is your vision big enough and exciting enough to withstand all the little things that come up? And are you plugged into it enough to really ride the motivation and the passion that it creates and brings? Because with that, you get resilience and you become super adaptable. There's so many things to plugging into your authentic nature. Some of you may not even remember a time when you were whimsical, when you were free. That's why I've had you look back for some photographic evidence. It's so easy to get into these paradigms of toil and hard work and planning and organizing. But the best things I've experienced in my life, they come to me in these moments of freedom. The hunches come to me when I am not seeming to be doing anything of purpose. So I want you to really take stock of that today. Take stock of the contradiction between how societally you're taught to create and make and do things, and how it can work in the quantum field or in the spiritual realm, where it can become very easy if you're paying attention, listening, and taking the time to remember who you are, who you are in your greatest superhero outfit that you put on when you were a child to start creating because you knew anything was possible. No one had told you there were limits. No one had told you you couldn't. So you didn't have any understanding of that. I want you to go back in there all throughout this week and stay in there for the rest of your life. So today's coaching is about how that childlike whimsy and creativity ignites your motivation and makes things easier. It creates a passion. It wakes up your passion, so that you have energy to fuel your motion forward. And you have resilience, and along with that, adaptability when things come up that are a struggle. That's why at Spirit River, when I saw my whole neighbor's lot full of garbage, tarps, stacks of broken equipment, I didn't spend time on their property in my mind. I spent time on my vision. And now today, without me having purchased it or lifted a finger to change it, that whole field is a meadow. All the junk is gone. Someone purchased it and donated it to the state nature camp. And now it's what I envisioned. It's a beautiful template for new growth, for animals, for possibility. Have a beautiful day. Dig into this coaching every day. And I want to hear from you at the end of the week and tell me if you are tapping into the power that you were born with in this life to create and to play and to really see what you're made of, to be the master creator in the likeness of the master creator, to create with the energy of creation. That's what you have inside of you. That's what you're connected with. Let's reconnect with all that. This week is about remembering your inherent nature to create. Sending you big love.